This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1301, The Cold Shower Challenge, by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host, and I'm with you every single day of the week, including weekends and holidays, reading to you from these great blogs that cover all sorts of work-related topics, including entrepreneurship. And so let's hear now from Nick Loper as we optimize your life. The Cold Shower Challenge by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. For the last 2.5 months, I've only taken cold showers. Why? Because Nick Rees challenged me to do it, and now I'm afraid if I break the streak, I won't want to start again. Bryn and my friends think I'm crazy. They're probably right. But call it a coincidence, things have been going pretty well since I turned on that cold water. During that time, I launched and filled the first Side Hustle Nation Inner Circle Mastermind group, landed 2 new coaching clients and did several paid consulting calls, appeared on the homepage of SlideShare, appeared on the homepage of Fiverr, and shattered my monthly record for podcast downloads. Why cold showers? Nick, who's more than 500 cold showers deep at this point, explains that it started as a fat-burning hack. Indeed, the tactic was mentioned in the 4-Hour Body as a way to kickstart your metabolism and shock your body into burning calories to heat yourself back up afterwards. There's some thermodynamics involved. It's the same science that explains why Michael Phelps could eat 12,000 calories in a day, even though he wouldn't burn that number through exercise alone. He'd expend a few thousand calories heating his body, spending hours in the water, which is another reason why swimming is such great exercise, but also explains why I'm always starving after I go. But beyond triggering weight loss, the cold showers became a mindset challenge for Nick. Yes, it's cold. Yes, it's uncomfortable. But it's also only 5 minutes, and you're going to live through it. As much as it sucks, it's not life-threatening, kind of like a failed business project. It's a small act of defiance that prepares you to carpe the out of the DM. Confessions. 1. I sometimes suddenly find a new list of things I should do before jumping in the shower. Even though it feels great after, the anticipation isn't awesome. 2. It took a while to break the now pointless habit of letting the water warm up before getting in. 3. Sometimes I'll do some push-ups or kettlebell swings to warm myself up before getting in. 4. There's usually swearing involved. And 5. A couple of days were particularly difficult. One was an afternoon session after walking the dog and getting hit by a cold rain halfway through. The other was after a day of skiing in a blizzard. But I survived. Get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Nick calls the cold shower challenge getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. Have you heard the eat the frog story? An old saying is that if the first thing you do each morning is to eat a live frog, you can go through the day with the satisfaction of knowing that it's probably the worst thing that's going to happen to you all day long. Your frog is the one you are most likely to procrastinate on if you don't do something about it now. It is also the one task that can have the greatest positive impact on your life and results at the moment. You've got an important task to get done, or something that's been collecting dust on your to-do list for ages. It makes sense to knock it out first thing in the morning. Perhaps the cold shower is your frog, or perhaps it will just get you pumped up to conquer your real frog. You'll feel accomplished, and the rest of your work will seem like much less of a challenge. Take a deep breath and get her done. The first 30 seconds are the worst. I thought it was crazy too, but it works. That's the weird thing. Since I cold turkeyed the hot water, I've gained a lot of positive momentum on my projects. Could it just be coincidence, or is there maybe something to it? Unfair advantages. It's never that cold here, and I don't typically shower first thing in the morning. Cold shower placebo? One common pushback I hear is that the shower really isn't accomplishing anything on your task list. Whether the water is hot or cold, you'll still have the same amount of work to do when you get out. And that's true. But I've found I emerge with a completely different attitude. Even if my task list is the same as it was before, those tasks are attacked with new hustle and vigor. Will you join the challenge? Who's with me? 5 minutes a day for 30 days. You can do it. Prove it to yourself. A 5-minute daily reminder of your hustle and your goals. Circle back in 30 days to see if you can feel a difference in attitude, mindset, productivity, and results. I'm confident you'll feel great. Remember, deep breaths. You just listened to the post titled The Cold Shower Challenge by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And a big thank you to our author today, Nick Loper. In addition to his blog, he's also the host of his own podcast called The Side Hustle Show. And that's going to be of interest to any part-time entrepreneurs who are looking for actionable tips to start or improve their businesses. It's a great show, and you can usually find it in the top charts of the business podcasts in Apple Podcasts, so definitely worth checking out. Of course, the blog is great too, and I'll be bringing you a lot more content from that in the months ahead. So that's it for another edition of Optimal Work Daily. I appreciate you being here with me each and every day and clicking subscribe or follow in your podcast app. That's really a big help to us. And I'll see you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.